morning. And welcome to Bethany. It is such a privilege to come together as the family of God. And some of us are at home, and some are maybe in our parking lot, and some sitting here in the pews. But we all come to pause, to take a deep breath, and to put aside the events and the emotions of this past week. We come to praise and worship our God, who is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Let's begin by joining together in a joyous carol that proclaims peace, because Jesus has come to reconcile God to us and to reconcile us with one another. Please stand if you are able and join in Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Pastor Susan will talk about bringing order from chaos, and that's certainly a timely subject given the events of this week, or for that matter, for the past year. I came upon a devotion this week that has a thought that I wanted to share. It said, "Our lives are a formless, chaotic void until God's word comes to bring life, peace, beauty, and order." Let me read that again. Our lives are a formless, chaotic void until God's word comes to bring life, peace, beauty, and order. So then we may think, who or what is God's word? And we know that the book of John tells us that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, because Jesus is the Word. And as we celebrate his birth, we can be encouraged and find hope each day in knowing that Jesus is the one who takes chaos and turns it into order. Jesus is the one who brings peace to our hearts in the middle of chaos, and one day will bring complete peace to our world. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you have given us the Word, your precious Son Jesus, who brings order in chaos, who brings peace in turmoil, who brings healing to broken hearts. We thank you and we praise you for this precious gift. Please open our hearts to receive your gift of unconditional love and forgiveness so that we may have peace in our lives. And as followers of Jesus, let us demonstrate a different path, a calm confidence in knowing you, and a determined focus on the things in this life that are truly important. Even in our sin and brokenness, we offer our worship and our lives to you this day. Make us into the disciples you would have us be. Amen. A Christmas Offering. Thank you so much. Now, you know, we can't do hugs and handshakes, but we can stand up and turn and do winks and waves. So go at it.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I brought some stars with me, and you might have found some stars in the children's packets. And what I was thinking about, our scripture this morning comes from the very beginning of Genesis, when God starts creating things. And I started to think about, you know, what was that like? Like when God said, "Let there be light," when God spoke a word and made things happen, was it very quiet or was it very loud? And I was thinking about that, and I was thinking, you know, maybe it was really loud. Maybe it was like a bang or a boom, and everything just began. And, you know, scientists talk about the Big Bang theory and how everything started to expand really fast, and the stars were created, and there were things happening. There was hydrogen at first, and then there was helium, and then all the elements started to form in the stars, which is interesting because that means that you are made up of the same things that the stars are. You are star material. You have all of the things that came from the stars. And so as I was thinking about that and what lovely stars you are, I was thinking that maybe you might want to let somebody know that they have been a superstar in your life. That if there's someone who you're really thankful for, that you might want to let them know. You might want to decorate your star and give it to them, or you might want to write on your star what you're thankful for. Because I think now I think of some people who maybe I didn't think about before, like maybe the people who stock the shelves in the grocery store. I think of them as superstars. They're out there doing their job so that we can have the stuff that we need every week. Or nurses are superstars. Teachers are superstars. And we're all made up of star material. God picked up the earth and breathed into it, and people lived. So we are star material because God made us. Let us pray. Oh Lord, thank you for creating us, and thank you for those people around us who do amazing things, small things and big things. And Lord, help us to treat one another like we are your beloved children, your stars. Amen.
Good morning. Scripture lesson this morning is from Genesis 1, verses 1 through 5, and it's supposed to be read as responsive. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning for the first day. My friends, this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we think about creation and how you brought order out of chaos and into the world. Lord, we ask that you continue to help us to be your followers, to follow your Son, who was your Word, who brought light to the world. Lord, be with us in our meditations and in our thoughts. Help us to see how it is we can follow in the way that you're guiding us. In the name of your Son, I pray. Amen. Well, at first I wasn't going to preach today. I thought Russell Heinrich was going to be here, and then some hiccups happened, and so Monday I was thinking about what my sermon was going to be and what the topic would be, and so I decided that the title of the sermon was going to be When Order Meets Chaos. And I had some thoughts in mind and kind of going through it. And then Wednesday happened, and it sort of seemed like what was theoretical in my mind became, well, kind of sort of smacked into reality. What was supposed to be a peaceful transfer of power, or maybe something that in the past had just sort of been a thing that we didn't really pay much attention to, electoral college votes and all of that, all of a sudden it wasn't peaceful. It was chaotic. It started out as a rally, and then people were pushing down police barricades and climbing the walls of the Capitol building, and then I guess the image that sort of stuck in my mind is the guy in the bearskin horned hat sitting there on the Senate floor. That was not how it was supposed to look, right? That seemed kind of chaotic to me, and I think to most of us. And as I think about that, I think about, how do we look at chaos and order? And one of the things I think about, and you have probably heard of this too, is chaos theory. And one of the examples of that is the butterfly effect. And that was something that mathematician and meteorologist Edward Lorenz came up with. And basically, the butterfly effect says that a small change at the beginning of a process can create large variations in the results. Before that, people thought you make a small change, you just get a small variation. But Lorenz said, no, you can change something small at the beginning of a process, and you can have a huge difference in what your outcome is. And that was a pretty astounding finding for him. And think about it, the whole thing about the butterfly effect is that, a butterfly flapping its wings in South America could affect the weather patterns here in Weir's Cave. And that one event leads to another and to another, and each one has a bigger reaction, and it sort of snowballs. So, and that's chaos theory. It's a way of explaining the fact that complex and unpredictable results can occur in a system that is sensitive to its initial conditions. So, and it's for complicated systems, like weather is complicated. There's pressure and wind and ocean temperatures and currents and where the Earth's axis is pointing. All of those things combine to give us weather. And so, if you change one little variable here, you might get a different kind of weather at the other end of that. Well, in our scripture, we have God setting to work to make the universe, to create the universe. And the first material that God creates and then uses to create the earth in Hebrew is tohu bohu. I just like saying that, tohu bohu. And it means without form and empty or chaotic. Another way to translate that is chaotic. So the word tohu can mean so chaotic, kind of a chaotic void. That's the material that God starts with. But God can make something amazing out of this. You know, a wind from God sweeps over the face of the water, it says, or the Spirit of God sweeps over it and begins to bring it into order, creates light in the first day, in the first night. And so we have God as the ordering principle. He's not disturbed by the chaotic nature of the materials. He's going to bring something good out of it. And as I think about that, some people have said, well, creativity happens at that place where there is, where chaos and order meet. And one way to talk about this is there's a economics professor, Lester Thoreau, and he uses China in the 15th century as an example of this. Now, in 15th century China, they had everything that they needed to have an industrial revolution. They had gunpowder. They had ships, that large ships. They had a compass. They had threshing machines. They had ships with rudders. They had paper. They had movable type. They had mechanical cedars for agriculture. They had the decimal system. They had negative numbers, the concept of zero, sophisticated mathematics. They had everything they needed for the Industrial Revolution. But it didn't happen. China rejected a lot of this technology. The emperor said, hey, you can't go out in these ships and explore. You have to stay here. You have to stay near the coast. This new technology was perceived as threats to the power that be. So rather than being opportunities, innovation was forbidden. Imperial rule and regulations prohibited the building of new ocean-going ships that could have taken people away. And so there was so much order in the system that there was no place for creativity. That demand for order made things not happen. And I have to admit that as I get older, I am less and less comfortable with change and chaos, and I like order more and more. And yet, I believe that God calls us to, at times, embrace change, to go into that space that isn't necessarily comfortable and let creative things happen. Even in terms of welcoming new people, because even with new people, a little bit of chaos enters in. People have baggage. They bring stuff with them. We've all accumulated some messiness in our lives that can't easily be reduced to simple order, and yet God calls us into community with all of our baggage and our relationships and be church. And now we've been called into being church in new and different ways. And that's not easy. This pandemic has certainly brought a lot of chaos into our lives. And it's hard. It's hard. I think that more and more people have said that they are fighting with depression. We've seen alcohol consumption go up. Distance learning is a poor fit for a lot of kids. Teachers are working harder than ever to teach virtually or in a hybrid model. It's stressful. It's been stressful. And beyond that, 370,000 people have died. That's a lot of chaos and a lot of change. We've all been forced out of our comfort zone. We've already done the hard part of change. And some good things have come of it. Many people's attitude towards hand washing has improved. The amount of pollution in the atmosphere, nitrogen dioxide pollution, has decreased by 20 to 50% in cities around the world. And I hope that the pandemic has changed the way we value what people do. I mean, I think that we came into this thinking that what people did, its value was measured by the amount of money they made. And I think that we're rethinking that, there are people who are on the front lines, literally, like police officers and nurses and EMTs, and while they're not making a lot of money, they seem like the most valuable people. Teachers and the folks who stock our grocery shelves, our mail carriers and the repairmen, those are our essential, important people. The pandemic has changed the world, and it's done it in a chaotic way. So in a way, we've done the hard part of change already. The question is, how are we going to respond? What are we going to do from here? We've already had to face change. And it's not easy. I know that. I think about a family that came to the church I was serving, and they had, at the time, they had four kids, and the youngest one, who I'll just call John, he was not quite 2 years old, and he could get loud during the service. His mom wanted to keep him with her, and he would get squirmy and loud and make noise and cry. And people started asking me, you know, why doesn't his mom take him to the nursery? Why doesn't she just take him down there and, you know, so we don't have to be disturbed during our worship? And I didn't come right out and ask her that, but, you know, talked to her and got the sense she wanted her kids with her. She was kind of an amazing person. She homeschooled her kids, and I guess she just wanted Jim with her. John, whatever I called him. We'll call him John. We'll go back to John. But people were complaining. And so then apparently the family decided they were going to go to the early service, which was our contemporary service. And lo and behold, everybody at that service gave out maracas and shaky eggs and tambourines and things. He got hold of a maraca, and he was set. He was just very happy with himself. That I can still picture him standing on the pew next to his mom, and he's shaking his maraca, and all is well with the world. And what ended up happening, because I had people say, you know, you need to ask them to leave. And it's like, well, I can't do that. Well, it turns out that his dad had an amazing singing voice and played the piano and ended up being our worship leader. People are messy. Life is messy. And chaos happens. Disorder happens. And yet God calls us in to a more ordered place. I think about what happened on Capitol Hill and the disorder. And I think about, and it's possible some of those people were Christians, but I don't think Jesus Christ calls us to that kind of action. Jesus Christ is an ordering principle in our lives, I hope, central and of first importance, that brings everything else together in a way that works, that helps us overcome the differences that we feel when we start rubbing up against each other, figuratively, literally, not literally. We can't touch each other. But, you know, somebody does something that bugs you. And who knows? We've been in quarantine together. Maybe even your spouse does something that bugs you, but you overcome it out of love, out of a a sense of tolerance. And I hope out of a sense that God loves us in all of our messiness with all of our baggage. I don't know if we can find the right combination of chaos and order that will help us be creative as we move into a new way of being post-pandemic. But our challenge is to balance those things, to embody Christ in the world, a kind of ordering principle, so that we can be a light in a disorderly, chaotic world. May God help us to create the kind of order that spreads the love of Christ to the world, that becomes a principle for creation together as community, and not a desire for whatever it is our whims want us to grab hold of. Let us pray. Oh Lord, order our lives in such a way that we may be pleasing to you, that we may find ways to share your message, your Son, in new and creative ways. Amen. Well, I appreciate everyone who works to make all of this happen, and thankful for the White Cottons taking down the Christmas tree. I think they're the ones. I don't think it was fairies. I think it was the White Cottons who took down the Christmas tree. I thought I heard a yep. Okay. All right. When everybody has a mask on, it's like you're all ventriloquists. I can't see your lips moving. Yes. So thank you. Thank you to them. And appreciate all that everyone does. Pam Roller is learning to do what Danny does. And that's an amazing thing. And if anybody else would like to learn it, let us know. And we will train you up. So I am thankful for all of those and all the people who make this work. Let us pray. Gracious God, thank you. Thank you for the ways that you bless us. Thank you for creating us, putting your life spirit in us, creating us in your image. Thank you for all who share their talents and their time and their ties. We are so grateful for them, that we can do this and honor you. Amen. Well, a couple of announcements. We have gotten a good response for the Green Hanger project, but we're continuing to collect clothes that are gently used for middle school and high school students. Also looking for new socks and underwear and personal care products for that. So thank you for that. Also, I haven't mentioned, but if you do have a prayer request, you can text it to 540-495-0501. So that's 540-495-0501, and I will include that in our prayer request. And this morning we want to... Well, before I get to prayer requests, just a reminder from Cindy Kite that if you have you need to be reimbursed for something that happened in 2020, please get that to Cindy ASAP. She'll be closing the books on 2020 shortly, so she needs those. Also, a reminder that we need to maintain social distance from people who are not in your family group or your bubble, so to speak. And also we're not supposed to have food and drink in the sanctuary, so just a reminder about that as well. Next Sunday, if all goes as planned, Russell Heinrich will be here. He'll be my substitute while I'm on leave for the next four Sundays. So he has been United Methodist pastor for, I guess, about 20 years, and I'm sure her have some great messages for you. Any other announcements? Okay, and so going on to prayer requests, we want to be in prayer for Peggy Lucas, who was in the hospital earlier this week. She's home now, but they never really figured out what was going on, so keep Peggy in your prayers. And for the moment, Gary and Laura are staying with her because she's having a hard time getting around. And also we want to be in prayer for, thinking again of the Lucas family, for Faith and Juan and Alora, who all came down with COVID. And, you know, we mentioned Linda Byers' sister, Kay Phillips, last week. Well, Brad also got COVID, so keep them in your prayers. Do we have other prayer requests? All right, let us go to God in prayer. Oh, Lord, we had such great hopes for 2021. We still have great hopes. But we pray that the division that's happened, we ask for healing for our nation, healing for the divides that separate us from those around us. Lord, help us not to hold so tightly to our opinions that we cannot see your image in the people around us. Lord, you know that we are not perfect. You know that there are times when we cannot see the humanity of our neighbors. But Lord, forgive us and help us open our eyes so that we might see anew. Gracious God, this morning we pray for those who are dealing with illness, and we ask that you give them healing. Lord, we ask that you be with their nurses and doctors and clinicians to take excellent care of those that we love. Lord, we pray for those who have lost loved ones, and we know right now that's too many families. But we pray that you would give us all the hope of the power of the resurrection to bring new life in broken places. Lord, continue to build us into the body of Christ. Help us not to be dismayed at chaos, but help us to be renewed by your Spirit and find order with you and in ourselves. All of these things I pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And now let us pray together the words that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And now let us stand as we're able, and we can hum along with Joy to the World.
Thank you.
And now as you go forth. No, you are made of star stuff. Go forth to shine the light of Christ in the world. Amen.